this is one of the granddaddy that people want. I mean, as you can see, the whole atmosphere and everything down here in the holler, it just reeks of pure barbecue and Americana right here.
Seven 20 WGN live here in the Hollow as we are leading up to the 32nd Jack, the Jack Daniel's Invitational World Championship Barbecue, and here with the greatest competition cook in Chicago history, world champion pitmaster with Cancer Sucks Chicago Barbecue Team, the one and only Scotty Johnson. Scotty, now, you know, sweet home Chicago, obviously that is home. But this has got to feel like a homecoming, too.
Yeah, it definitely is. This is actually, this year's contest is the 15th anniversary of when we won our grand championship here in 2006. So it's a little extra special meaning for me to be able to come here today. So
when you think about this place, this competition, the lore, the legend, all of it is so important and special to everybody that's here, because this is not a given for any one of these. They had to earn their way into this competition. Talk a little bit about the vibe, because there is a totally different vibe. Obviously, people are on their game, a lot to gain here, but there is sort of this celebration of, hey, you know what, we've made it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, to be here in the first place, you have to have won a championship and be a grand champion. But this is probably the only contest where people take it so seriously that by 8 o'clock at night, the streets are all rolled up, and that just doesn't happen with barbecuers, because we all like to get together as that's part of the barbecue because it's one big family. But here, the streets roll up by 8 o'clock. Everyone's taking it so seriously, so this is one of the granddaddy that people want. I mean, as you can see, the whole atmosphere and everything at this place down here in the holler, that is just it just reeks of pure barbecue and Americana right here. So
a whole big family, but an elite fraternity, right, that you're in. How is that when you get with other people who have won this prestigious event? Is it like at the Super Bowl when the guys walk around with the gold jackets, you know, from the Hall of Fame, or maybe the Masters where you've got that green jacket? Is there sort of a knowing glance to the others that have won it? What's that like?
Yeah, it definitely is. We actually had a picture, the group of us, there's seven of us here, past champions, and we all, you know, it's, like you said, it's a fraternity. There's only been 29 of different guys have won the thing, so it's quite an honor, obviously. You know, this is like one of the keystones of all the barbecue to be able to win this contest, so, but all of us are very tight. And I've been very fortunate that I know all the guys from the beginning all the way through Travis Clark, who won it in 2019, the last contest they had. So one big fraternity.
One of the things that makes the Jack special is that it is linked to that iconic brand, the Spirit, you know, the number one whiskey in the world. And it isn't just sort of a sponsorship arrangement. It's not just a logo that's slapped on the thing. This is happening right here in the place where every single drop of that is made. It is their event through and through. They're part of the DNA here. So talk a little bit about that, because the association, obviously there's millions and millions, billions probably, people around the world that love Jack Daniel's, but the relationship with barbecue and Jack is special.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is one of the contests where people want to be able to come to Lynchburg, because they put on such a celebration, and obviously Jack Daniel's has a big part in barbecue as well. So it definitely, I mean, this town just opens up everything for us barbecuers to be able to come in here and accept us, and they really do look forward to barbecue week here. And you know, I think there's only a couple thousand people here in Lynchburg, but the town just completely opens up.
Just like we were talking with Chris Fletcher a little bit yesterday, I guess there are 600 official residents. You know, a lot of people work, or they work in town, or maybe they come from other places. 600 residents, and I think at least 600 of them work at the distillery, so it is a major institution here.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, like I said, if you don't see a Jack Daniel's logo or branding on something, whether it's a trailer, you know, one of their trucks or something like that, you'd be very surprised. So they definitely have a big footprint in the towns.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Chicago's very own, the greatest competition cooker and pitmaster in Chicago history. And he is not one of those guys that just keeps all of the history and the talent to himself. He is paying it forward in a big way. Not only a great ambassador for barbecue, but also an educator as well. And with our other resident team, I think the only team really from the Chicago area that's competing here at the Jack this year, you know, our favorite, our home team, the Barbecue Bus, they are here, and you are here with them. Talk a little bit about the team, how they progressed, gotten to this point where this is an expected result, and just kind of your journey with them.
Yeah, these guys probably started in like 2017. I was basically winding up my career. They asked me if I could give them some pointers and some tips, and you know, I went from there. I guess you can say mentored them, and you know, here they are at the Jack Daniels. They're currently in the top five for Team of the Year. They're number two overall in brisket for Team of the Year. So, you know, I definitely haven't had all their success, but it's fun that, you know, I've been able to go along on this ride with them and sort of point them at least in the right direction on how to do barbecue. But this was always our goal, was to be able to get them to the Jack. So I will officially be retired from competition barbecue after this. So, you know, maybe some team will come along and they'll tug at my heart enough where I'll want to go out and do this, but it's just, it's exhausting, as you know, Dan. It's definitely tiring, and but you know, as I say to people, I have freely will give out information to teams because I can't take all these secrets that I know, you know, with you. So you got to share it with people, and if I can help out a team, I'm more than willing to do that.
Well,
so
just like you say, you know, you can share the information and you have that same opinion. Chris Lilly has always said too, is that he's open with it. It's one thing to know the information. It's another to be able to execute it. Barbecue is hard. You can watch a YouTube video. It doesn't mean you're going to be here in Lynchburg anytime soon. And when it comes to just the journey that the bus has had, and for fans of barbecue or listeners to the show, they'll know a few years ago, they got that opportunity when they were, I would say, more of a Cinderella type team. For that, get the opportunity to cook here at the Jack, and because of health issues and all of that, they weren't able to come here and capitalize, and you were sort of a steadying force with them saying, you know what, just stay the course, do the right things, and this is a place you can expect to be.
Yeah, absolutely, and they've kept their, you know, straight course on this. They haven't changed up too much. They practice, they work hard, and, you know, like I said, I'm proud of Brian and Brendan for how long and how far they've come and really pushed it, and, you know, they're not afraid to practice a lot, and they go out and compete. They go to all the big contests like this and see what you can do, so, you know, hopefully we can get some calls here for them and bring some championships back to Chicago again.
As a judge, I'm prevented from actually talking to them till after the competition, but I see the proximity to Travis Clark, and he is there too as the reigning champion. And so as we let you go, obviously you're pulling for the home team, your team, the barbecue bus, but who else do you sort of have your eye on? I mean, you're a fan and aficionado of the sport. Who else is kind of interesting this year?
Well, obviously I'm rooting for the barbecue bus, but, you know, Travis Clark is a big, huge beast in competition world. Tuffy Stone, the only three-time champion here at the Jack, he actually won it back-to-back as the only team so far. He has what it takes to be able to win here as well, but, you know, I always hope it's sort of like how we were in 2006, where it's a Cinderella team, you know, a team that you don't expect to win. You expect a big team to win, and then a little dog comes along and wins it. So, you know, I wouldn't mind that either. But whoever it is, I guarantee you they deserve to win the thing here. It's not an easy contest to win. And, you know, kudos to whoever's going to be able to do it today.
Yeah, a little piece of history to whoever wins, and even in any of those categories, but it is a great testimonial just to be able to be here for the Jack, and certainly because we have had a year off and having the Jack back and all that excitement, I think that everybody is super excited about that. So we'll be checking in with you after the competition, but thanks so much, Scotty, for everything that you do here, of course, for our home team, the bus, for barbecue in general, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, Dane.